Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Afra Nasser began working as a reporter in her home country of Yemen in 2008. She wrote about social and cultural issues. Then, after the Arab Spring and uprisings across the Middle East, Nasser was motivated to begin covering press freedom and human rights and corruption. Her articles were censored, so she started a blog that gained global attention and also made her the target of death threats. Nasser now lives in Sweden, where she applied for political asylum and quickly became a citizen. She continues to write about corruption in Yemen, where her family still lives. The Committee to Protect Journalists in New York awarded Nasser their highest honor for press freedom and invited her to a ceremony in the United States next month. But the Trump administration's travel ban restricts travelers from Yemen, and despite her Swedish citizenship, her visa application to visit the U.S. has been denied twice. She returned from the U.S. embassy today for a third time. Afra Nasser is joining me from a cafe in Stockholm now. Afra Nasser, welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your award from the Committee to Protect Journalists. It's a big honor.
Yeah, thank you. It's humbling. It's like beyond what I ever expected, really.
Well, Afra Nasser, let's talk about whether you're going to be able to come to the United States to collect your honors. You've just returned from the U.S. Embassy there in Stockholm. What news did you get?
I got it. Like, we did it because of, I think, the embarrassment that the U.S. Embassy got into. I think we all did it for the past 2 days on Twitter. I think I was trending thanks to the tweets of the CPJ, the Committee to Protect Journalists, and other people who, you know, tried to show their solidarity with not only me, but all Yemeni journalists and Yemen, you know, in the travel ban or executive order. So, I'm very happy to announce that we did it. I got it.
Congratulations. Well, that's great news. That means you're going to be able to fly to New York to visit the CPJ and to collect this honor that they've bestowed upon you. What does this moment mean for you, not only getting your visa and getting dispensation to travel here, but being able to showcase your journalism about your home country?
Well, the invitation was not only to attend the ceremony. I was also, you know, asked to travel to the U.S. to participate in several high-level meetings that CPJ organized for me. And that includes, you know, meetings with the big media outlets and also the State Department office in D.C. and also universities and be at public speaking venues and etc. So it's not only to get the ceremony, but also to try to inform and influence the public opinion in the U.S. to understand about the situation in Yemen, what my Yemeni fellows are going undergoing, and also, as you know, the whole nation is undergoing through the ongoing war. So I was very happy that I was able to get the visa first, not only to be part of the, you know, the ceremony, but also for me to understand that media has such a role in making a change and making a difference for me, and hopefully to push for peace in Yemen as well.
Well, let's talk about the situation in Yemen that you mentioned and that you've been reporting on. We've been talking a lot on this program about Yemen lately, the dire need in hospitals and medical clinics across the country, the famine, and of course the war. What's the situation there now?
The situation is very, very dire. It's beyond the words that I can use, actually. So you have today the biggest or the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. Not in Syria, not in Myanmar. It's right in Yemen, surrounded by some of the world's richest countries who are part of a Saudi-led coalition bombing them. And at the same time, you have internal battles on the ground where civil war started since mid-2014, and all of these level conflicts have really drained out the country that was already regarded as the poorest Arab country for many decades. today people are without medicine, without food, without shelter, without nothing. They're barely surviving. The cholera outbreak by a lot of UN bodies is expected to hit or to impact about 1 million human beings in Yemen. And that's like, you know, the largest number recorded in history. So the only outcome of this, you know, magnitude or the big scale of this kind of humanitarian crisis is that it should bring a lot of the world's attention to Yemen and also to start any form of political process that could help in negotiation process or peace talks and start resolving the conflict.
Afra, you've also reported on government corruption and women's issues and human rights. Why did it become impossible for you to report on these issues and stay in your home country? Why did you have to flee to Sweden?
For me, Sweden is a coincidence. I was like, I just happened to be in Sweden at that time of the beginning of the uprising in 2011. I came to Sweden just to study, and one thing led to another, and I didn't have any kind of, you know, plan where to go. I just found myself in Sweden, and that was the right thing to do at that time, as the violence escalated in my home country. And also I was already getting a lot of death threats and pressure from family and friends to stop writing. So it's just a coincidence that I happened to be here and I had to seek asylum.
Well, let me ask you about those death threats and that pressure from your family, which is understandable. You've written to your critics that you won't be silenced. Why is that so important to you?
I think freedom of expression is the basic element that any community should have to bring a change. Without expressing oneself, without expressing that change, we would never be able to make the change. So, like, freedom of expression for me is not just, you know, a luxury. It's like food and water. So that's why I wrote it back in 2011. And even till today, I still, believe in what I said. And I think any achievement that I've done all over these years is that I still live up to that principle, despite all the obstacles.
Afra Nasser, we are so happy that you're going to be able to come to the United States to speak to Americans and to collect your honors from the Committee to Protect Journalists because of your work in Yemen. So congratulations.
Thank you.
But it feels good, doesn't it?
It is. It's like my biggest dream in journalism was to create a magazine. I never really dreamt of, getting that award. So it feels, it's fantastic, really.
Yemeni journalist Afra Nasser on her way to New York to collect her honors. Afra, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.